But anyhow, the same coalition of groups that were involved with the fracking protest and that type of thing stayed on trying to encourage the Denton City Council to push back against the legislature. They stayed and filling the chambers of City Council regarding the setbacks and reverse back setbacks, the revisions of those. And then they stayed on yet again when the city introduced the idea of a gas plant out here. And it kind of, I think it kind of actually astounded certain members of the City Council that it wasn't just a fracking issue, it was a broader environmental concern. A lot of people at that point were already tuned in to climate change and the effects that it was going to have on younger people going forward. I think that was completely off the radar for the average citizen in Denton at that time. We're talking 5 years ago. And there was just constant participation when the DME rolled out its plan for the gas plant in North Denton. Was attended by dozens and dozens of people. They came back with their comments week after week after week concerning whether or not the gas plant was just a total submission to the natural gas industry as far as Denton was concerned, and about extra infrastructure that would have to be created in order to service the gas plant to allow it to tie into the statewide utilities. Just the whole optics of the whole thing looked terrible to so many people. And it caused the city to have to schedule a lot of public meetings that would have just not happened if that fracking coalition hadn't stayed together and made it clear to the city that we're talking about broader environmental issues, broader health issues, other than just the just simply the inconvenience of having trucks roll through the city and so the long-term health of benefit health effects, the long-term climate effects, all of that was part of the ethos that went with the whole fracking. So let's take a pause for a second.
Sure.